This was the USS Abraham Lincoln. It was just back from Iraq, and it was heading for its home port, San Diego. And it was stopped 30 miles off the coast. The ship was at the very verge of its home port, and the president obviously could have just walked up a gangplank or whatever you walk up for an aircraft carrier and had his moment and so on and so forth. But in fact, the president's men were planning at that moment a very special moment. It was meant to be the first photo op for his reelection campaign. So a fellow named Scott Forza, who was a former ABC producer who kind of ran the advance team, embedded himself on the carrier, and that's the actual word, like an embedded reporter, about 3 days before the president arrived. They produced, you know, that famous banner, Mission Accomplished, which was set up at an exact spot so that when the president got off his plane and walked, everything was set up. The president lands, he co-pilots this Navy jet in, he takes his helmet off before he emerges from the plane, because there's a famous scene in American politics in which a Democratic presidential candidate back in the 1980s was shot with a helmet on in a tank and looked like a fool. So he emerges without his helmet. He walks down a row of kind of color-coded Air Force men. All the colors were sorted out. He goes up to this lectern, and the lectern is set up. It's at a certain moment. It's professionally, it's called magic hour light. It's a moment at the end of the day that casts a golden glow on whoever's standing there. He was filmed in such a way that that Mission Accomplished banner, which of course they were very proud of, was right over his shoulder. And he got up, he gave a speech in which he cribbed from Churchill. You know, he talked about, I don't know, the turning of the tide and so on and so forth. He mentioned World War II, but of course never Vietnam. And, I mean, we all know this moment, and at that moment he also mentioned, that major war operations were over.
Thank you.
My fellow Americans, major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
President Bush mentioned that major combat operations were over. It was only several months into the conflict.
It was May 1st. Baghdad falls in early April. And of course, they felt that they had done it. But it's an odd moment, actually, because when you go back and look at the headlines, you know, the main headline, for instance, CNN. I have a CNN story. I mean, one that they ran online, where the main headline was typical, you know, mission accomplished or combat whatever ended. But the sub headline is interesting, because that very day, a grenade goes off in Fallujah and wounds 7 American soldiers. And those two headlines, I mean, that's the little sub-headline. It says 7 Americans hurt in grenade attack in Fallujah, something like that. I mean, if you think about it, those are the two headlines that are going to fight it out for the next year or two. And we know which one wins. The grenades multiply, the situation in Iraq gets worse. And the interesting thing is how quickly, if you look back on it, how quickly this story of triumph, like most of the other Bush stories, is kind of eaten alive. 6 months later, Time magazine is already writing, and this is a quote, "The perfect photo op has flopped." This is maybe November. And they're talking about the president's growing credibility problem. Now, by this time, it's already 6 months later hard to imagine using this photo for the president's campaign in 2004. And of course they don't. By the campaign in 2004, where he just barely squeaks through, this photo, it's a photo that's only mentioned by the critics, the Democrats, so on and so forth. God, you know, I was listening to TV last night, and ABC, it's one of the three big networks here, their major primetime news mentions this moment, because obviously we're up to it again 3 years later, and they used this word in relation to it. They said, they talked about the infamous moment where the president landed on the aircraft carrier. Now, I mean, and that feeling has arrived within a relatively small number of months in the United States. It's odd.
We also noticed at the six-month mark, the repercussions were coming out where people were looking at the media, the actual media show and the song and dance. Then there was that backtracking by the Bush administration. Can you explain some of that?
Yes. Well, the controversy focuses on that banner overhead, mission accomplished, and it comes to look embarrassing, of course, because the mission isn't accomplished. You remember not so long after the president, in a kind of a flustered moment, says about the Iraqi insurgents, bring them on. I mean, another embarrassing moment very quickly. So things are going wrong, and people are beginning to question this mission accomplished banner. Did the president say the mission was accomplished, since it doesn't look accomplished? Their first fallback position, they say, well, actually, that banner was there. Obviously, it's in the photos, but we didn't do it. This was a banner that was produced by the, at the request of the sailors of the ship, was produced, I guess, if I remember rightly, by the Navy. I mean, it's obvious within more or less historical seconds that that isn't so. And then they drop back to a next fallback position. And their next fallback position is, well, okay, actually the White House did produce it, but it was produced at the request of the sailors of the Abraham Lincoln. Another thing that quickly, a story which quickly falls apart, and then they're left, then they simply drop the subject, as the White House tended to do. They begin to stonewall the subject totally. Just take another classic one from this moment, the Jessica Lynch rescue story. That doesn't make it anywhere near the 2000 election. This was another thing that was supposed to be a great heroic moment.
Is there anything that the Bush administration has learned since that moment 3 years ago when they declared the major combat operations were over, or are they keeping their head down a little more these days?
Well, I would say they've learned a lot. I mean, it depends on what you mean by learned. I guess the thing, the thing I would say about the Bush administration is they basically knew how to do one thing exceedingly well, and that was to be, in almost any situation, to act with aggressively.